From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A bipartisan group of U.S. congressional leaders reaching an agreement on new sanctions for Russia in response for its meddling in the 2016 presidential election, as well as a provision that would prevent President Donald Trump from trying to relax sanctions against Moscow. The bill was passed more than a month ago by the Senate and also included new sanctions against Iran for its ballistic missile testing. Police in a southern United States state of Texas say 8 people have been found dead in the back of a tractor trailer on a Walmart parking lot. San Antonio Fire Chief Charles Hood says at least 28 people, including children, were pulled out of the truck, with 17 of them suffering critical heat-related injuries. The fire chief told CNN some of the survivors have suffered irreversible brain damage. Hood said the people would not have survived another night in the trailer. San Antonio's temperatures have been hot and dry. The trailer was a refrigerator truck, but the air conditioning was not working. He said the truck's driver has been arrested. Heavy fighting is continuing to rage in central Afghanistan, where officials say the Islamist Taliban has captured 2 key district headquarters and is assaulting government outposts in nearby areas. A government spokesman told VOA around 700 Taliban insurgents overnight attacked Khalistan and swiftly captured key installations, including the police headquarters, before establishing control over the entire district. Insurgents continue to attack government positions in 8 other districts. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Venezuela's opposition announced a 2-day national strike this week aimed at pressuring President Nicolas Maduro to cancel a controversial July 30th election for a new Congress. Protesters rallied Saturday in Caracas for a march toward the embattled nation's Supreme Court, chanting slogans opposing President Maduro's plan to rewrite the Constitution. National Guard troops used tear gas in at least one location in Caracas, blocking protesters with clouds of white gas and rows of officers on motorcycles. The UN Security Council has scheduled an emergency meeting for Monday to discuss the recent spate of violence between Israelis and Palestinians, the most brutal fighting between the rivals in years. Clashes erupted late Saturday in the Old City of Jerusalem, where hundreds of Muslim men defiantly held evening prayers outside after being denied entrance to the holy site Muslims call Noble Sanctuary and Jews call Temple Point or Temple Mount. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan landed in Saudi Arabia Sunday to begin a 2-day trip aimed at defusing a standoff between Ankara's ally, Qatar, and neighboring countries. Erdogan starts his trip in the Saudi port city, where he is holding talks with King Salman and others. The Turkish president will then travel to Kuwait for meetings with others before heading to Qatar to see the Sheikh. Saudi Arabia, Egypt, the United Arab Emirates, and Bahrain have severed relations with Qatar. President Donald Trump has helped commission the USS Gerald R. Ford, a technologically advanced, nearly $13 billion warship. Mr. Trump said the giant ship sends a 100,000-ton message to the world and will cause enemies of the U.S. to shake with fear. The president, while on the carrier, took the same tone he had as part of a week-long Made in America concept, and he reemphasized that during his weekly radio address.
We believe that our country is stronger, safer, and more prosperous when we make more of our goods and our products right here in the USA. When we purchase products made in America, the wealth, revenue, and jobs all stay in our country to be enjoyed by our people.
The president continues to criticize various media outlets, including the New York Times. On Twitter, he says, for allegedly ruining a U.S. plan to assassinate Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. The president did not provide details or explain how the Times supposedly ruined the plans, but his tweet was posted minutes after a Fox News Channel segment about information leaks. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.